Hashtag back the Jets.
Yes. Right, Mark, looking through the squad from the last finals day about 2008, I think there's probably only Gordon Mutchell left. So you're really going into the unknown as a group, aren't you?
Yeah, but we're coming off the back of a great result in Gloucestershire. Bristol was a huge momentum boost for us. I know you've mentioned Gordon Mutchell there, but we'll be hoping we can send him off in Gareth Breeze style. The last one-day competition when Breezy won, and his last game, we'll be hoping to do the same for Gordon. He's had a fantastic career here, and I think he deserves for us to send him off on a high.
And since Phil Mustard departed to Gloucestershire, Gordon is now the top scorer in the club in 2020 as well.
Yeah, top team man, always has been, and we're looking to send him off in style. Just if we can pull him away from his Pokemon experts at the minute. I mean, he's all,
has he turned into a Pokemon nerd? Has he?
He has, just a little bit. I think it's more to do with his sons on it, but the amount of times I've been on the coach with him and he's jumping for joy because he's caught one, I think he needs to get a life and focus on his batting a little bit more, if I'm honest.
Now, I've been asked a question by BBC Online because they're trying to put profiles together of each club. What is the secret to Durham's success and who's the key player? And I can't really answer either. I mean, it's you crept in, didn't you, through the back door as far as qualification was concerned, had a good home record, quite poor on the road.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right in what you're saying. I think we crept through, but that result at Bristol where no one expected us to win there, we went out there, we were brave, and we just give it a right go. And I think we've got match winners throughout the team. I think Stokes coming back gives us a huge boost. His sort of fiery character and competitive nature, it'll help us in this competition, hopefully to the final. I know he's got plenty of friends from the England squad, just like myself, but you're going to have to put them friendships aside. It's a local derby. There'll be plenty of people from the north of England coming down, and hopefully we can give plenty for the Durham supporters to cheer about.
Yeah, there's you and Ben who are in the England setup again now, who are going to be playing in this one. There's about five Yorkshire players. I don't know how Yorkshire are going to squeeze all their England contingency in.
Well, I hope that they don't, to be honest. They're obviously full of quality players. We played them not so long ago in the 50-over competition, so we know most of their one-day skills are...
And you beat them in that as well?
Yeah, so we're coming... That gives you confidence to know that you've beat them recently. They'll have a point to prove trying to get one over Durham after the loss last time. But look, there's plenty to play for. There's a lot on the line. But if we're brave and we'll focus on ourselves rather than Yorkshire, I think we can do the business.
You've got to take a few risks, haven't you, as well as trying to be a bit calculated. But if it's a timid Durham that turns up, you're not going to get anywhere. It needs to be the Durham that goes out and takes the game to the opponent.
Yep, and that was the game I felt that we played at Bristol. We were attacking with the bat early doors. We won that power play, I felt, with Stoneman and Jennings. And then with the ball, we went out, me and Rushy with a new ball, and we give it a right go and thought, look, let's be aggressive. In the field, we were closing down the singles. We got a couple of runouts, which proves that we were right on it and aggressive lines towards the ball. And I think that brave and aggressive nature is one that we're going to have to take the game. If we're a little bit off or a little bit timid, Yorkshire will punish us. So as long as we focus on ourselves, we'll obviously do a little bit of background on Yorkshire. But mainly, I think if we focus on ourselves like we did at Bristol, we'll come out with the right result.
Finally, this might be the last time we see you this year, because you and Ben will be going back off to England, and I would imagine after the five matches against Pakistan, there'll be a period of rest ordered by the ECB, so this could be your swan song for this year.
I don't think so. I think me and Stokesy will be desperate to play for Durham at the end of the year and the four-day stuff. I thoroughly enjoyed the last two games, even though we got beaten them both, so I'm the bad egg, so Durham might not want me back in. But look... I love playing for Durham. After that, the England stuff, I'm delighted and chuffed a bit to be back in that England setup. But after that, I'll be hoping I can do the business for Durham. We've got a couple of home games at the end of the year, which I'm hoping to play in, and get us hopefully somewhere up the top of that table.